Video, police, GA woman targeted in horrific acid attack at Savannah Park. By Amy Furr on December 13, 2025. A woman targeted in a chemical attack while walking in a Savannah, Georgia park on Wednesday evening is recovering from her injuries. The incident happened in Forsyth Park near West Waldburg and Whitaker Streets when the victim, Ashley Wisilewski, felt someone come up behind her and pour an unknown chemical on her. WJCL reported Friday, noting she did not know the individual. A neighbor who heard the woman screaming and ran to help her said her clothes were partially melted and even her keys appeared corroded. Images show the extent of Wisilewski's horrific injuries that doctors say will require skin grafts. The victim's family members told the outlet she was walking in the park after a church service and felt someone approach from behind. Savannah Police Assistant Chief Robert Gavin said officers are working tirelessly on what they are calling an acid attack case. They are getting support from the FBI and ATF as the investigation continues. In a social media post on Thursday, the Savannah Police Department shared a photo of a man wearing a dark-colored hoodie, what appeared to be jeans, and dark-colored shoes. The agency said, the Savannah Police Department is looking to identify this man regarding a case. He is not currently a suspect in any crime. If you know his identity, please contact Crime Stoppers at 912-234-2020 or submit an anonymous tip through the SPD app. Mayor Van Johnson said the individual is a person of interest in the case, according to WJCL. So far, there have been no arrests made. Wisilewski is currently recovering at the Georgia Burn Center as medical professionals care for her third-degree burns. Her best friend, Connor Milam, told NBC News, "I don't know that I'll ever be able to unhear the terror in her voice." Milam added, "She felt and could see in the shadow from one of the lamps in the park somebody very close to her. And she turned around and went to push him and then in that split second was like, why is he pouring water on me? She looked down and she could see that her pants were burning off of her." Another Savannah resident told WJCL, "I was shocked. I walk around this park a lot, even at night. You just don't expect something like this to happen here." Johnson condemned the violence and urged neighbors to remain vigilant. City leadership is working closely to ensure SPD has every resource needed, from personnel to technology, to bring resolution to this case swiftly. We will continue to keep our community informed, and we thank everyone who has already stepped forward to assist, he added.